Good evening, I'm Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. The Trump administration is taking a first step toward potentially opening up new parts of Alaska to oil drilling. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that the Bureau of Land Management announced Monday that it will consider allowing oil development in currently protected parts of the National Petroleum Reserve. The reserve is an Indiana-sized chunk of federal land west of Prudhoe Bay. The BLM is asking for input on what parts of the reserve should be available for drilling, including areas that were blocked from oil and gas leasing under the Obama administration. BLM spokesperson Leslie Ellis Waters says the announcement is a direct result of an order to review the existing plan signed by Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke when he visited Alaska this spring.
His direction was to review that integrated activity plan to ensure that we're promoting a balance of, conservation and development.
The Fairbanks City Council last night approved an ordinance that requires members who introduce multi-year labor contracts to identify funding sources and impacts to the city budget. Council members Jerry Cleworth and David Pruse introduced the measure in response to concern about a Fairbanks Firefighters Union contract approved in May. They say the contract is too generous and a strain on an already tight budget. Before the vote, Pruse said the measure would promote greater fiscal analysis of the economic impact of such long-term commitments.
What it does is make everyone remember that whenever you bring up something of a financial reason, there's a fiscal note that has to be explained with balances and checks and balances.
With little discussion, the council passed the ordinance on a 4-2 vote, with Valerie Therrien and June Rogers dissenting. A forecasted weather shift is expected to cool interior temperatures this weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Christopher Cox says the high-pressure system that is resulting in warmer-than-normal conditions is forecast to be pushed out later in the week.
Friday and into Saturday, we're expecting a strong cold front to sweep down from the high Arctic, move over the North Slope and over the Brooks Range, and move into the interior. It'll be cooling from the 70s and 80s of recent days into the 40s and 50s in the northern interior and into the upper 50s in the Fairbanks area by Sunday morning.
Cox says the system should also bring snow to some higher elevation areas.
Friday and into Saturday, we're expecting a strong cold front to sweep down from the high Arctic, move over the North Slope and over the Brooks Range and move into the interior. It'll be cooling from the 70s and 80s of recent days into the 40s and 50s in the northern interior and into the upper 50s in the Fairbanks area by Sunday morning.
It got up to 81 degrees at Fairbanks International Airport Monday, the second day in a row with an 80-plus reading. It hit 83 Sunday. Highs of 77 and 78 are forecast for Fairbanks today and Wednesday. Canadian authorities have closed the Alaska Highway at a point near the Rancheria Lodge in the Yukon Territory, where a fuel tanker wrecked and overturned Monday night. The truck pulling two tanks went off the road around milepost 686, about 77 miles west of Watson Lake. CBC is reporting at least one tank ruptured, but the amount of fuel spilled was not immediately available. Royal Canadian Mounted Police say the driver was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. According to CBC, flaggers are on the highway at several locations near communities on each side of the incident to alert motorists about the closure. CBC says officials have not indicated when the highway may be reopened. Meanwhile, traffic is backing up on both sides of the closure. The CBC's Philippe Morin reports from the Yukon town of Teslin.
Dude, I'll sleep right on the ground.
People waited hours today along the Alaska Highway. They waited for any news about the road closure and waited for their chance to be let through.
I don't think they really have an idea what they're doing yet. They haven't got a game plan.
The weather is beautiful today, and some people on vacation didn't seem to mind.
Oh, we're taking it well. We have chairs, as you see. We have food. We have shade. We're doing fine. We have people who are great here on the road as well.
Still, others were more worried.
How much are we carrying?
$136,000 worth.
Of salmon.
Yeah.
Okay. As of this hour, the road is still closed. It's been almost 20 hours now. There's no word yet from Highways and Public Works as to how fast the spill can be cleaned up. Philippe Morin, CBC News, Teslin.
For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Gary Black.